55-year-old Jose Alberto Gutierrez started rescuing books from the trash almost 20 years ago when he was driving a garbage truck at night through the capital's wealthier neighborhoods.
Me voy a trabajar a una empresa de aseo.
I started working in garbage collection with two helpers, a map and a truck. And as I picked up trash, I discovered to my surprise that people in Bogota throw out books.
Me encuentro con esa sorpresa tan grande que los bogotanos botaban los libros a la basura.
Ranging from chemistry textbooks to children's classics, the discarded reading material slowly piled up.
Y ahí es cuando mi trabajo coge más importancia.
That is when my work took on new meaning. I was happy bringing bag loads of books home every day. We filled the house with books and set up the first public library in my neighborhood.
Armamos la primer biblioteca pública de mi barrio.
Para varios niños.
Now the ground floor of his small house, the library, is stacked from floor to ceiling with some 20,000 books. There are 19 public libraries for Bogota's 8 million residents, but many are located far away from poor areas like José Alberto's neighborhood. For a long time, nobody knew what he was doing.
Yo me encontraba los libros en la basura, los recogía los que podía.
I had to do it secretly because if they found out I was recycling books, I could have lost my job. I would leave them hidden in sacks and I would take them home on the bus. I would then have to carry them on my back. I feel this, carrying books on my back in a way that was very difficult.
Trayéndolos al hombro, en bus, de una manera, la verdad que fue muy, muy fuerte.
José Alberto is an avid reader. He likes Tolstoy, Gabriel García Márquez and Mario Vargas Llosa. Although he stopped school at 8, his mother had read him stories when he was a young child. This is something he wants to pass on. Leafing through a book on Greek mythology, 14-year-old Danielle says the library gives him access to books and a place to read. Children are the library's main visitors.
It's a really wonderful place where you can escape the noise of the city. You can read and relax. With books, you can dream and you can imagine the worlds you are reading about. It's great.
No sé, soñar, imaginarte lo que estás leyendo y eso es muy bonito.
Intersección del camino y parecía realmente molesto.
With the help of his family, José Alberto opens the library at the weekend. Dozens of children from his neighborhood, La Gloria, visit the library, which is the only source of reading material in the area. José Alberto says his work is not just educational, but ecological as well.
El planeta está agonizando.
The planet is dying. Just imagine that all of this was in the garbage going to a landfill. Nothing needs to be chucked out. Everything can be rescued and recovered and saved. So I think my work is cultural and ecological. I want to tell all Colombians to donate what they're not using and we'll turn it into culture.
Que todo lo que no utilicen no lo donen, que nosotros lo convertimos en cultura.
His fame as Colombia's Lord of the Books has taken him to book fairs in Mexico and Chile to share his experience of starting a library of discarded books. But his dream is to build a series of libraries in Bogota. Recycling wood, plastic, other building materials and books, he hopes to expand community libraries across Colombia. For Radio France International, I'm Emily Wright in Bogota, Colombia.